It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Again, the shootings at a King Soopers in South Boulder Monday killed 10 people, including a police officer. CPR's Paolo Jansita reports.
At a press conference Monday night, Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty said city, state, and national officials are working together to investigate.
These were people going about their day, doing their food shopping, and their lives were cut abruptly and tragically short. I promise the victims and the people of the state of Colorado that we will secure justice and do everything we must do to get justice in this case.
One suspect who was injured is in custody and being treated. Boulder police cannot yet say what the shooter's motive might have been. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
The police officer who died in the shooting, Eric Talley, was the first law enforcement on the scene yesterday. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold spoke about him and the other victims last night.
My heart goes out to the victims of this incident. And I'm grateful for the police officers that responded. And I am so sorry about the loss of Officer Talley.
There are more details and accounts from witnesses and pictures of what happened at CPR.org. And CPR's Hart Van Denberg speaks to NPR with the latest in just a minute. The U.S. Forest Service has approved testing that could pave the way to build a new reservoir to supply Aurora and Colorado Springs with water. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Both cities are outgrowing their water supplies. They have proposed a dam in Eagle County to create a reservoir that could supply thousands of new homes with water. The Forest Service on Monday issued a permit for one of the first steps, drilling deep holes to get soil samples and collecting other physical data on foot. Environmentalists worry construction could destroy sensitive wetlands. Researchers are also concerned the project could reduce flow into the Colorado River, which is already hurting from climate change. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp at 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.